This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL for the 4th of July. We'll be back to our live broadcast at Big Bang Boom at Lake Story in a minute. I'm Will Stevenson, talking on the phone, speaking of fireworks, ironically, about what's going on at the Capitol these days. And I think he knew I was eventually going to call him at some point. Dave Dahl is the state Capitol reporter for WTAX News Radio in Springfield. You also hear him on WBBM in Chicago. He's on Capitol Connection from time to time, which airs on the Quad City CW here in the area, and he's also on Capitol View, which airs on WMEC, the Macomb Public Television Station, which you can get in Warren County and points along that way. So, Dave, thanks for your time. Happy 4th.
Yeah, same to you. I would love to have WGIL as part of my Dave Dahl network.
I know you would.
About that.
And God love you for that, and we'll talk about that at some point.
I heard that.
Unfortunately, I'm no longer a decision maker, but that's another story for another day. Although most people know, Dave, that I spent a couple of years working alongside you in Springfield before coming back here to Galesburg. So riddle me this, knowing that. What the heck took so long for the legislature to get to where we got to over the weekend with some semblance of a budget and an income tax increase to boot?
Well, in the movie Pulp Fiction, the character Winston Wolfe, I believe, played by Harvey Keitel, put it in far coarser terms, but I would say, let's not be patting ourselves on the back just yet. This plane has not landed. There is still a lot of unhappiness about some of the so-called off-budget items or reforms, if you will, that the governor wants. A lot of unhappiness and bad feelings about how some of this came to pass. Although the tax increase bill you're talking about, Will, did get Sunday night 15 House Republican votes. So while House Minority Leader Jim Durkin put out a news release slamming the Democrats, as did Governor Rauner, they didn't mention about a third of the House Republican caucus broke off and voted for the tax increase, too. And to answer your question, I think there was a lot of pressure from rank-and-file lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, who were sick of the fighting, sick of the impasse, and sick of the looming junk bond status. In fact, I've heard the word junk so many times this week, I've got the theme from Sanford and Son going through my head.
One of the 15 was one of our area representatives, Noreen Hammond of Macomb, who basically said she just wanted something that came close to a balanced budget. And I got the sense in talking to her for our program on Monday that she's tired. And I'm getting the sense that maybe those 14 other Republicans that joined her are pretty much tired, too.
Most of the ones with a university in their district, in Representative Hammond's case, Western Illinois University, with state workers in their district, in the case of Springfield, Sarah Wojcicki Menez, were Republicans that did break off from the caucus and join the Democrats in making it a bipartisan lift, a veto-proof lift, if they all hold, in raising the state's personal income tax. So if you're afraid of being primaried, if you're afraid of the governor finding an opponent to put against you, or are you afraid of letting down the one economic engine, the one big employer in your community, be it Eastern Illinois at Charleston, Western Illinois at Macomb, or some of the other downstate ones, that's the vote that faced them. And there were at least two lawmakers who said, this may cost me a spot in the legislature. But they went ahead and did it, and, you know, there are a lot of opinions, Will, and one of them is there should have been no tax hike at all. They should just learn how to cut spending, just cut the fat. How hard can that be? Or there should be reforms before some of the tax increases. The reforms they talked about didn't go far enough. They weren't done discussing the reforms. You know, call it what you want. They waited until this long to do it, and we're left with few choices.
Which kind of led to my next question, Dave. Is Speaker Madigan just a good procrastinator or what? It seems to me that regardless of all this, there was still plenty of time, even before Governor Rauner called that 10-day special session to get something done and not wait till the last minute, yet here we are waiting till the last minute again.
Sometimes that's what it takes, and if you want to say that Speaker Madigan is in control of things in that fashion, He waited until a lot of people were at the point, 15 of them, to come over to his side on this particular vote. The state is a step above junk bond status, and as I said, not many choices left. In fact, they went past the deadline, past the junk bond deadline, and here we are a few days into the new fiscal year, and at least at the time we're talking about this, it's still not wrapped up yet and may not be wrapped up for a while.
At least on the House, there's a pretty much a veto-proof majority, though, even though Governor Rauner has pretty much come out and said, I will veto this. Is that right?
He said he vetoed the revenue bill. I asked the governor's office on the spending bill, which curiously got far more than the votes that the revenue bill did, the tax increase bill. The governor's office had no comment on the spending bill, and one reason for that no comment may be there's a little... there's a little secret center, if you remember those candies from long ago, hidden in that bill, and it's that the governor must sign Senate Bill 1, the school funding bill the governor dislikes, or a bill very similar or identical to it if the spending is to go into effect. So the governor has to agree to the Democrats' demands on school funding if they're to spend a red cent in fiscal year 18.
You mean to tell me it's more like Christmas candy and not the Tootsie Roll Center of the Tootsie Pop?
It would be the Christmas candy that to the governor would taste like coconut, and to members of the Democratic Party and others that would favor SB1 would taste like, something good, which would be probably anything else compared to coconut.
I don't think coconut's that bad, but that's another discussion for another day. What... you've been covering the Capitol for a long time. Have you seen anything like this in all the time you've been there?
The only thing I can think of is Rob Blagojevich calling special sessions with no specific legislation, the legislature ignoring the special session, gaveling in, gaveling out, doing things to make the governor look bad. That's the parallel I see.
Yeah. I was thinking about this today just in terms of the government shutdown going on in New Jersey, and I would imagine that we would almost be at that point in Illinois had it not been for all those crazy court orders and consent decrees.
That would be the difference, the court orders, the consent decrees, the continuing appropriation, and you wonder why it's taken this long. Well, not enough people or not enough of the right people are being affected. There are people that were relying on the government for help getting through college, et cetera, some of the social services, too. But if, come late August and the schoolhouse door is still shut and the kids are still running around the house, then it's really going to be real.
So at this point, to wrap up, we're at the time we're talking on Monday, we are waiting for a Senate action on these bills, and that's pretty much all we can do at this point, right?
It could come on the 4th of July.
Oh, super. So lawmakers don't get the holiday off?
Not this year.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, yeah. Good thing they got to see the fireworks at the state capitol, because our local lawmakers won't be able to get to see Big Bang Boom this year.
The celebration in Springfield happens to be July 1st, and Representative Tim Butler of Springfield announced on July 1st, since you all are going to be in town, we invite you to the celebration and see the fireworks over the Capitol as opposed to in it.
As I saw somebody say on Facebook, happy fiscal new year, Illinois.
Yeah.
All right, Dave Dahl.
God bless us, everyone.
Exactly. Dave Dahl, a longtime reporter for WTAX News Radio, and also heard on WBBM in Chicago, among other TV outlets where his expertise is called from time to time. Glad we got to talk again, and with all due respect, I'm happy I'm not there.
How much respect is due, anyway?
I'll total it up, and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, right.
Dave, thank you. All right, Dave Dahl on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Sports next on WGIL. And back to live at Lake Story as well. Stay there.